This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Atlanta United keeper going to join the show in 20 minutes from right now. Looking forward to talking to Brad. Always love talking to him. The season gets underway on Saturday for Atlanta United against Montreal. Brad Guzan, second oldest player in MLS, believe it or not. There's someone older than him. And he's a couple years away from being the oldest ever player in MLS.
Really?
I don't know if he plans to be around that long.
Oh, I think Brad's going to ride this thing to the wheels fall off, man.
Might as well.
He's playing pretty good.
He got hurt a couple years ago, right. Came back and kind of looked, he looked good, but not maybe up to what he had been. And then last year was really good. So he looks like he could keep playing if he wanted to. Obviously, he's going to be playing this year. He's going to be playing on Saturday. So a lot to talk about with Brad Guzan. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Wrap things up as we always do. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just
I got
a couple minutes.
There's a name that we were just talking about. And we just obviously talking about the Bengals and doing the franchise tag with T. Higgins. Is T a number one?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I think T. Higgins is really good.
I think he's incredibly good.
I think he's
good.
Really, really good. But is he a number one guy? I don't know.
It's so hard to
it's
say.
It's so hard to say.
Remember,
I brought that up because we were talking earlier. I remember when TJ had a really good season, went to Pro Bowl, I think, and then Seattle paid him like he was going to be the number one receiver. And a lot of us were like, TJ's good. He's a good player. Sure. So nobody wouldn't take anything away from him. But is he, like, built the passing game around good?
Right. Because that's what it would be if you pay somebody that type of money. So, again, it's hard to say because he's played with Jamar Chase the whole time.
Chase
is clearly, if not a number one, like the number one. He might be the best receiver in football.
It's a possibility.
Look at his numbers this year. He only played 12 games because he got hurt a little bit. He was damn near over 1,000 in 12 games. Mm-hmm. He had 10 touchdowns. Like, he was incredibly productive. Yeah. But they also had to throw a lot because their defense is terrible and they were down, and that's the only way they could be in games. It's always tough to pay to find out, you know? We talk about it with running backs. We talk about it with other teams, pass rushers who play on lines with guys like Aaron Donald and others. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe they're a benefactor or beneficiary of the group that they're around. Your only one way to find out.
Go get them.
Is to pay them a whole bunch of money and then hope that that's not true.
Yeah.
And they come in, and like you said, no disrespect to T.J. Houshmandzadeh, didn't go great.
No, it didn't.
Didn't go great. Now, it wasn't entirely his fault. It wasn't entirely
bad quarterback play.
Bad quarterback play, injuries, bad roster. It was all pretty bad. he did one of my all-time favorite things that an active player ever did, media-related. T.J. Houshmandzadeh had a radio show when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Him and a couple of other Seahawks players, Nate Burleson and one other guy. I don't remember who it was. Might have been Marcus Trufant. Anyway. They had a radio show, and one of the hosts on the radio station, he was a former NFL quarterback, was very critical of them and Houshmandzadeh specifically, and they pulled up his stats and just roasted him on the air for, like, he was like, oh, you guys mad at me for doing this and that. We looked at your NFL numbers. You sucked.
Oh, wow.
And they were coworkers. They were on the same radio station. It was very awkward.
Wow.
Yes, it was very funny.
When you know there's a possibility, there's ammunition that they can use against you.
Yep.
Watch what you say sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't make it personal. You know, if you make it personal, then they can make it personal and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
It was just kind of funny.
Yeah, I bet it was.
I was like, oh, you guys work for the same radio station.
TJ, everybody said, let's pull up your numbers. That's about like when Jalen Rose did to old Bayless dude that one time. But about,
oh, Skip Bayless' high school stats?
Yeah, right there in his face.
Or Stephen A's high school or college stats.
Right there in your face.
Yeah.
So shut what they say the hell up. Yeah, I get it. I understand it. But and we had a correction. Serena's husband said that about the larger fella. Fat loser.
So I was confused. Yeah. I didn't know that Jason Whitlock and Stephen A were the same age. Because in the response, he called out his age. And so I looked at Stephen A's 57 also, so it's Jason Whitlock. So I made the mistake of assuming that both of those responses were to Stephen A. Now, he had a different response for Stephen A. It was a little bit calmer than the one that he had for Whitlock.
But the one he had for Whitlock
was an evisceration.
It's personal because they know what type of crap he
called him a beta male, which is like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
That toupee-ass box. Yeah, whatever. Let me get started with that. But you had something else?
No.
Okay.
I wanted you to talk more trash about Jason
Whitlock. I don't want to talk about him because he's a waste of time to talk about.
No, that's fair.
Yes, it is a waste of time.
I didn't realize Serena's husband was like wildly rich.
Yeah, he's Postmate, ain't he?
So I guess.
I think he's like Postmate guy.
I didn't know
that.
Anything about him.
Oh, yeah. He got bank.
It's like, oh, this guy's worth like $100 million.
Yeah, he got bank. Don't get it twisted. He ain't rolling up there. Shout.
Like, I mean, he could.
He pays for dinner.
Like, no matter what, he's married to Serena, so he wins. Like, you guys can comment on my marriage to Serena.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know.
Like, he get to see her.
I didn't realize he also had $100 million.
He get to see her walk around the backyard in a tennis skirt.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, go put on that skirt. Go put on that skirt I like, gal. Yeah, go get dressed for Wimbledon.
He's married to Serena Williams.
Hell yeah.
So it's a win. Yeah. I didn't realize it was just winning multiple games at the same time. It's good.
Yeah, he does that.
Nice to see people winning.
I mean, did you see Jimmy Butler playing tennis against the good guy, his boy, is it Alcantara?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Is that his name, Abe? The new tennis guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is Alcantara? I think they're boys or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Jimmy just be everywhere.
Jimmy likes tennis a lot.
Jimmy likes tennis and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
He loves tennis, and I love that about him. He loves that. But I was like, because, you know, it's the break. But the funniest thing I saw while I was gone, or read, was how the Philadelphia Sixers fans were mad at Paul George for going on vacation with his girl. Some of the stuff you read, like, he's not an all-star.
Nope.
He was loaded before he came here.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably paid for the vacation with the Clippers money.
Yeah, that's not even Sixers money.
It's not even Sixers money.
Relax.
This dude can go on the beach with his fine-ass wife and hang out.
Really, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But they're not mad at him for going on vacation.
Yeah.
They're mad at him for scoring 2 points in the final game before the All-Star break.
You were thinking about vacation. The only thing I don't have
they're
issue
mad at him for
I
sucking.
I don't have issue with that because you want to drink wine. But stop drinking wine like that. You got your with the stem all up and everything. I would have been mad if I'm a 76 fan for that.
You can't be an NBA superstar and drink wine
That's all they drink. Like,
LeBron is a wine connoisseur.
It's all about that stem and pinky.
Oh, did he have his pinky out?
Yeah, the stem with the pinky, Andy.
How are you supposed to drink wine?
Like, hold it, like, rip it. Just grip the whole
thing. Like, the whole thing like
that? Rip the stem, man. Turn it back.
Body heat doesn't change the temperature of the wine.
I don't like
Well, I'm not
prissy.
Saying you don't want to grab the whole, that part. You want to grab the stem, right? Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
No, I like to grab it underneath.
Oh, the bottom part.
I'm a bottom grabber.
You get enough wine in anybody, they become a bottom grabber. Anybody does.
Yeah, I'm a bottom grabber.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
To be honest, I didn't like it at all. I don't like the breaks. How long? I mean, the games were so short. Obviously, we can score. And so they're trying to extend the game or extend the TV time with breaks and things like that. And as a player, you're trying to stay warm and things like that, so it's kind of tough to do that. I mean, we had a 7-5 guy over there coming off the bench for the first time probably in his life, and sitting 20 minutes is not probably easy for them. I mean, so it's tough for me, so I can already understand how they feel.
Yeah, Trey Young with an actual basketball criticism of the format, which I totally agree with.
All right, explain to me, because I didn't – okay, so it was 40 minutes, right? Or no, 40 points.
40 points.
40
first
point,
to 40.
First to 40, full court.
Yeah,
but
it was a game.
But how many – they weren't playing minutes or anything?
No, it could have taken as long
or
as short.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, that's
but
what I was
40
curious.
Points in an all-star game defense is 10 minutes tops, you know? You're scoring 40 points like that.
Right.
It's not even a quarter's worth of length. And so – first to 40, two teams that win play for the championship, first to 40. So it was 30 minutes of basketball. It wasn't even a full game of basketball.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it like, okay.
This is my criticism beyond all the other stuff, because I got a lot of criticism. Some of them probably not valid. Some of them I need to get over it. But like, like, if your solution is less of your product, there's something wrong with your product.
I agree.
And that's what I said about Adam Silver talking about going to 40-minute games a couple weeks ago. I was like, you're just telling us your product sucks if you're trying to give us less of it. And right, that's what they gave us on Sunday, was 30 minutes of basketball in a three-hour broadcast filled with other garbage that was frankly not entertaining.
But they had to find something. They got to find some kind of entertainment value for the people that are watching. And people think,
but shouldn't
that
the basketball be it?
Obviously it's not.
Yeah.
Obviously it's not.
Now, I do think the first two a-point total was okay. I think the competitive nature of the little bits of basketball that we saw was a little bit better than it had been. Not great, but a little bit better than it had been. Like, the old guys didn't want to lose to the young guys.
No,
so that was, you know, there was like a little bit of effort given there. The young guys put up a fight. I think they lost like 40 to 34 or something like that. But like, yeah, I mean, look, the entire like starting point of the argument is that guys don't want to try hard. There's nothing you can do to try to make it better. It's just lipstick on a pig. But I think they did a little bit to try to do that. The problem was they filled it in with all this other stuff that was not basketball. And then if you're a guy who's playing in it, like Trey said, they played in the first game, took 10 minutes. They had to wait an hour and a half before playing another 10 minutes. That's why they got blown off the floor. They all cooled off. The team that won played second and third. You know what I mean? Like, just from a flow standpoint, it's going to be easier to do that.
And that's when we talk about the format. They got to figure out the format. We talked earlier. I know I think it was Jonathan.
Just play a basketball game.
But this is what I'm saying. That's like, so easy.
Doesn't it seem easy?
Go back to East and West. I'm fine with that. I go back to the voting and all of that. I'm fine with that. But unless these younger players be like, bump that, I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
Like, y'all want
to. That's what it is.
Y'all want to be cool and all that other stuff.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with your neck.
Yep. It's on, honestly, it's on Wemby.
Yeah.
It's on
your neck.
Jaw. It's on
SGA.
LeBron
tied up in the All-Star game.
No, look, these guys, he didn't even play. LeBron was hurt.
He
didn't play. But these guys, they did a lot of good things for the game for sure. But I think this is part of what has happened in their era is the game has become, parts of the game have become less competitive.
Yes.
Than they were. The new generation just has to take it upon themselves to go back the other direction.
They got
to
go out there, and if they jog it down the court, you sprint past them.
You have to try hard.
Yeah, you got to figure this out. And because, I mean, competition is the greatest thing in sports, in my opinion. And you look at it from the standpoint of, like, I'm at this stage. I'm not gonna let somebody watch you work me over. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see, like,
right.
That would be the thing about it.
But you have to try a little hard to get worked over. Because if you don't even try, then you don't get embarrassed.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
But then, obviously, you
won't. And it shouldn't even be embarrassed.
You
shouldn't be embarrassed to get crossed over by Kyrie. He's the best dribbler ever.
You want the consumers, obviously, to have what they have. But to me, it still looks like they're having fun, the players. Or is it me?
I'm sure they are having a great time.
They're having fun. hold on. What you mean?
Man.
We're having fun out
It'd
here.
It'd be
look
really fun to get $50 million to do a layup line.
Yeah, look at this. I'm having fun. But they're not getting $50 million for this.
Right, but they're getting a little extra.
I'm just like, they look like they're having fun. They out there cheesing and kiki-keying.
I'm sure they are having a great time.
Out there just wasting time.
Which is basically what the league has become. It's like, well, they like it. Look, I'm sure they do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
75
that might not
bill.
Be the standard.
$75 billion.
It did. I know. That's the funny thing. It's like we're not very far removed from the media rights negotiation, netting them all of that money.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what it would be like if people universally agreed that the product was good.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like pay for play?
Like football. You know? Because the next time the contract is up for that, who knows? If NBA is getting $75 billion. The NFL is going to get $300 billion or something like that, you know? This is like, yeah. But that is what the standard is, basically. That's what it's become. It's like, well, the players think it's pretty cool. Of course they do. I would love to do nothing and get paid a lot of money for it also.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.